What's up, guys? It's Randy Nakajima from Huff. You are listening to Full Service Radio.
Recorded live from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in Koreatown, Los Angeles, California.
Keith Huffnagel, to a lot of skateboarders, including myself, was like the guy who, I can't say was doing crazy like jumps and stuff like that, but he skated so graciously and you like wanted to wear the clothes, you wanted to skate and just literally just push on your skateboard the way Keith Huffnagel wanted to push on your skateboard. I think he's like the kind of the guardian of like skateboarding in the fashion world. My name is Randy Nakajima. I work for Huff as the marketing manager. Skateboarding, till this day, is probably the thing I've cared about more than anything else ever. Through working in and around skateboarding, that's kind of where the streetwear thing came in. Growing up, I don't know if streetwear was really a thing, or it probably wasn't actually called streetwear, like Echo and those types of things. I don't think they called it streetwear at that time, and then it evolved into this thing, right? If you look at skateboarding, there's so many different types of skateboarders in terms of ethnicity, their bag of tricks, their whole aesthetic. It's really cool, and I think that lends itself really well to fashion. I grew up like as a pretty fat, chubby kid. And so my dad put me in basketball and it was cool. I hated running. I hated going to the practice and I never really felt like I fit in with the other guys on the team. I always felt like the fat, slow kid who just didn't want to be there. And then eventually in middle school, I went to a middle school that actually has like a couple of really famous skate spots at it called Robert Frost Middle School. I ended up befriending these guys who hung out by a big, what's called like a kink handrail. And then later on, I think I happened to be hanging out with those friends on a weekend. And then I saw a guy skateboarding and I was like, whoa, these guys are jumping over this handrail. And it's like this cool thing. And then that's kind of where it started. So I would say that group of friends in middle school probably kind of showed me the way. And then just kind of downhill from there. I got serious in just kind of, I think, engulfing myself in the culture of it. And I can't say I was ever, like, I definitely was not a ripper. I, like, didn't kill it. I was not the guy hucking myself downstairs or down rails, but I really appreciated it, everything. And then I got hurt. I like, fractured my ankle in high school. And then I wanted to still be a part of the whole thing. So my dad had, like a camera lying around. And then from there, I was like, oh, I can, like, take pictures and be that guy. From nowhere. I would say skateboarding is still number one because I will think about that really regardless of what I'm doing. But clothing is definitely a close second because I think it shares the ethos is so similar in terms of just the freedom, the creative freedom, and just the freedom of expression, not to sound too corny, but the whole like fuck you mentality that skateboarding brings to just the mainstream. Like for me, I think what I fell in love with skateboarding was it kind of poking fun at mainstream and saying like fuck you to whatever these jocks are doing, quote unquote jocks. I think that there's a lot of that same kind of energy in apparel, fashion, streetwear, whatever you want to call it. There's definitely brands that I think definitely came from skateboarding. And then at some point in time, streetwear became such a big thing. And I think money talks too. I think over the last 5, 6, 7 years, streetwear's really, really, really taken over. And there's been a lot of brands out there that have definitely lost their way. The spirit of skateboarding is actually, I would say, fairly the same, whether if you're 15, if you're 50, you're 30. I would say you skate because you want to skate, not because you're trying to make money off of it. It's like, I always use this metaphor where it's like hacky sacking. You know, if you're hacky sacking, you're killing it. And then all of a sudden a big corporate brand comes up to you and says, you're so good at hacky sacking. Let me pay you to compete against these other people hacky sacking. And they're like, you can kind of go one of two ways. You do it because you love it. Or you say, sure, and then it becomes a job, and then now you're doing it because you need to make this company happy. There's a lot of that in skateboarding, but wherever you can find things done through passion over money, I think is really kind of where I always lean toward and what I always like to pull from. What I love about music and skateboarding is, like, my first video was this video called Yeah Right from the Girl Skateboards Company, and I learned so much music from that video. Like, I didn't know who Nas was. I learned about Nas. I didn't know who Ghostface Killah was. There was, like, so much good music hip hop, punk, pop, whatever it was, especially early skateboarding, that's like Bad Brains and Circle Jerks, like that was hand in hand. And then it was cool, again, kind of going back to the whole similarity between fashion and skateboarding, where it started to evolve in like the early to mid 90s, where you started like Mike Carroll to use Souls of Mischief in his skate video. In a weird way, that was kind of punk to say, all right, everyone's been skating to punk, everyone's skating to the Ramones or the Bad Brains. Fuck it, let's change it up. I'm going to skate to Souls of Mischief or to this hip-hop thing that's happening right now, this rap thing. And so I think it's just going to continue to evolve from there and always kind of run away from whatever it's you think is being pigeonholed to. I really like the influx of smaller independent skateboard brands coming up, which as much as I appreciate that, it also bums me out because some of the skateboard brands I grew up with are actually hurting because there's so many smaller brands popping up. And that's awesome because those smaller groups, those more independent groups of skateboarders get to express themselves and they have a platform. I think in the past, especially with streetwear, I definitely have qualms with a lot of men's streetwear brands kind of just putting the same men's graphics on just like a women's tank top and calling it a day. Whereas with us, we're really dialing in and making sure that it's for women and not just kind of an afterthought. I think streetwear is definitely for everybody. It's definitely not just for guys. I love seeing kind of what like Danielle Cathari is doing with like Adidas or like Nicole McLaughlin with Reebok and kind of what she's doing. But yeah, I think I just appreciate how much is out there now and how much content, how many brands, how many skateboarders are out there that I could watch. Not even trying to sound corny, like I'm just always stoked to just be there and be doing what I'm doing.